Okay, we'll meditate. Come to the golden room. Liquid gold pouring through the windows, covering everything in the room. See the sky? Stay in the sky, feel a contentment, a willingness to stay in the sky. And bring your gaze down to the valley, covered with sunlight, the mountains in the distance. Bring your gaze to the golden room again. Ask your Lama to come. Be with you, your heart teacher. And just concentrate on their presence, the feeling of their presence. Let that be your meditation object, the feeling that they are in the room with you. Use your shishin. Watch the mind. We started talking. It's going to be more difficult to stay on one object. And slowly come back to this room.
Hi.
Hi.
So we came up with this evaluation form, and it would be super helpful if you guys would fill it out so that we know what we did right and we know what we did wrong, because we're going to be doing... Can here? Oh. Okay. we're going to be doing like 20 of these retreats, so 19 more. So it'd be really helpful for us to know what we should fix and what we should definitely do the same next year. And you don't have to put your name down if you've been... Oh, okay. Are you just here to hang out? Okay. We're just talking about evaluation form. Michael printed them all for us. Yeah. So we asked questions, you know, the food, the housing, the registration process, the website, getting here, pretty much everything we could think of. And then there's the question at the end. If there's anything else you'd like to write about, you know, please let us know. Yeah, just it'll. What was that?
Be honest.
And please be brutally honest. Don't worry about, you know, hurting our feelings. And you don't have to put your name down anyway. We won't know. But it'll ensure that we can make you happier during the next retreat. Okay. So please turn them in before you leave the retreat.
Where?
The bicentennial room? No? The cafeteria. Yeah, yeah. Leave it in the cafeteria. We'll have a box that says evaluations that Adriana will make. Jeff Eddie will make. Jeff Eddie will make a box that says evaluations, and then you'll fill it out and put it in there. Thanks.
What are they?
Oh, who didn't get? Who was handing them out?
I have them.
You have?
I'll hand them out again.
Okay. So if you didn't get one, talk to Miriam, and she'll give you one.
Okay, we have a little bit of emptiness to do, but I wanted to do this thing, get this out of the way. So everybody has a... No. For anybody who doesn't have a list of projects that you... Oh, boy. Okay. So while they're handing it out and you're distracted, I'll just talk some business stuff. We have a 10-day teaching in April in Phoenix. It'll be the beginning of the book, which is mainly special ways of preparing for meditation, the preliminaries for meditation. Very, very beautiful. It's the most beautiful treatment of that in Buddhist literature that I know. We had scheduled this retreat for July something, 10th or something? I don't remember. Anyway, sometime in July, in conjunction with the quiet retreat teachings at Diamond Mountain University. But two things have come up. His Holiness the Dalai Lama is teaching in Washington, D.C. at the same time. Giving a Kala Chakra initiation, I believe. And the camp is not available during that time. And so, I don't know. I think we'll give it a little chance. On the other hand, I made a solemn promise to the three-year retreatants that we would hold those dates. So, I have to see what I can do. So, it'll either be July or August, okay? Something like that. But we'll let you know in about 2 weeks. You should have a list of, you should have two papers, two pages. One is a list of projects and one is a sign up for those projects. If you still don't have two papers, raise your hand. Okay? Maybe keep your hand up, maybe. We could see if you wash during the week. Okay, this is a list of stuff that maybe you want to get involved with. People have been coming up to me and saying, is there anything I can get involved with, or I'd like to help you with your projects. They say that's a dangerous question to ask. But anyway, here they are. I'm not going to go through them, because I feel as though our practice should be meditation, yoga, keeping your book, having an honest living, and teaching, and also serving, okay? So these are chances to serve. You don't have to do one of these. You could do any other thing that you want to do to serve. But I believe to see emptiness directly, you probably have to be serving other people in some way, okay? So you choose your own way to serve. These are just some opportunities. If you have some other ideas, you're welcome. It's good. But I believe that it's not just meditation, and it's not just yoga, and not just study. I think you have to get your hands dirty and help other people. I think that's... and you know, we do have bodhicitta meditations, and those are good. But it can get a little philosophical, you know. So I think it's good to have something that you do that is hands-on. Okay, I believe that. I believe it's part of the formula for seeing emptiness directly. Okay, so here are some suggestions. First one is called the Garden Mission. Help build a super green. Super green means it's going to be all solar and all no water toilets and, you know, self-sustaining building, hopefully. Traditional adobe Spanish sanctuary. So we would like to make a traditional style adobe chapel where we could fit maybe 300, 400, 500 people for teachings. And there are some beautiful pieces of architecture around Phoenix. If you've ever seen the Royal Palms Inn, for example, it's old Spanish style, Spanish tile roofs, inner courtyard. Like a Riyadh. I stayed in a Riyadh in Morocco. The women in Morocco are not supposed to be seen from the outside. So there's a courtyard with windows and balconies facing in. And then there's a huge fountains. And the Riyadh I was in had a garden, flowers and vegetables. So you just went out and picked your food and then went in the kitchen. And it's a very good meditative space. Maybe some fountains, gardens. We'd like to have... Our dream is to put it on the edge of a barrio in Phoenix. We're looking at a place... I got approval for Glendale, around Glendale in the 40s, if that works, okay? So the city of... One of the suburbs, one of the parts of Phoenix has offered... The government of the city has offered to help us, because they want sort of an influx of new ideas and economy. So we want to put it on the edge of a place where Mexican Americans live, and maybe we learn Spanish and we learn to help them, and we learn their culture, and then they learn yoga or meditation, or we help them with literacy projects, or we have an idea to take single women out to Diamond Mountain and put them in a retreat cabin for a weekend and pamper them for free and take care of their children, like a break, like a pampered retreat for, pampered retreat for overwhelmed women who don't have much money in Phoenix, who can't get away. And, you know, help them take care of their children and like that. Elderly programs. The demographics of Phoenix is basically becoming elderly and Spanish-American. 85% of the new population growth is Spanish-American. So I would like to see... And there's a resistance to that in Arizona and other states nearby. There are new laws in Arizona that are very prejudiced against Mexican-Americans. And I would sort of like to make a statement to the opposite and get together. And I see like a new economic zone that's northern Mexico and southern United States, like a new state almost, not politically, but culturally and economically. So I would like to be part of that. I'd like us to be part of that. And then that's where we could hold our Phoenix teachings and things like that. So that's part of that idea. Ningbo says it has to have a coffee shop with internet and classrooms. We're thinking to do some community gardens there. We're getting a larger space so we could have a regulation-sized soccer field for the Mexican-American kids and maybe a basketball court and stuff like that. So, okay. I think the first job, give us 3 or 4 months to find a piece of property. And once we have that, we can... we searched for about a year for an existing building, and there wasn't anything that we felt fit what we wanted to do. We wanted very graceful, traditional architecture, but also radically green at the same time. We would like to make a thing that's sort of a landmark or a testament. I personally see it as a... offering to my lama, okay? It's like beautiful gardens and like that. So we're working on that. So I think we need 3 or 4 months. Maybe up until the next Phoenix teachings, we'll be looking for the property. And then my hope was that people could come out and help build it. What we saw at Diamond Mountain was that a determined small group of people with no sleep and no money could build like $2 million of cabins. It's 30 cabins in a year, okay? And they did it. By the way, one of the reasons we had such an easy schedule here was that those people were on the verge of collapse when they got here. Hector's bags have come up a little bit. But I just felt like we should honor that and not push them that hard. Next retreat will be a little more, you know, interesting, but not like crazy. I don't believe in that, but I just mean, I felt like this retreat had to be a little restful, because those people have been working for a year, nonstop burning, you know? And but what they had proved was that we could do it. I don't see any reason why we can't build a chapel too. I think it'd be really fun. We built the temple in Howell out of adobe. You know, Fran Diane was out there tossing bricks up on the wall. And so I think we can do it ourselves. And I think it'd be more beautiful and more fun. And I'd like to make something which is sort of like the Taj Mahal. Not like that fancy. But something that people would come to see. Like a testament, it should be beautiful, but also green, and also helpful to the poor people in that area and Spanish American people. So that's what my hope is. Okay, so if you'd like to help with that, you fill out the form here, and you stick it in the box that Jeff Eddie's also going to make, next to the other box in the cafeteria, and you can give us your name, email, physical address. I forgot to put phone. Can you throw in phone? And then tell us what skills you have, and then tell us which projects seem cool to you. You don't have to come for the rest of your life. You can come, like the last 6 months at Diamond Mountain, people came out for a week, or people came out for 3 weeks, and they helped build. And I dare say, We had classes designed in Diamond Mountain for learning ecological building and all that stuff. We had it on the curriculum for 7 years, and everybody ignored it. And then the last year, everybody just had to learn it themselves. They would watch YouTube videos at night, like how to install plumbing, and then the next day they'd be doing their own plumbing. And what I realized was that everybody can do everything. You know, all these dainty ladies were out there slinging mud and doing plumbing and electrical. You know, everybody was driving the backhoe, stuff like that. So I think we just do it ourselves, okay? And it would be a, what do you call it? Offering of a beauty, okay? Diamond Cutter Institute, that's like, we go around the world, many, many countries. We do 5-day programs, 2 nights of public talks, 3 days of retreat. It's supposed to be for business people, but it ends up being for everybody. Lots of housewives come in different countries, and it ends up being really how to apply emptiness and karmic seeds to making money, being healthy, and having a good family, a good relationship. So those are getting very popular. We have 3,000 people signed up for the retreat in Taipei, in Taiwan. Kaohsiung, I think, in the fall. We like to have a 1-to-10 ratio of teachers to students because a lot of the teaching goes down in breakout groups, which means we would have to take 300 teachers. Okay, we've only produced 100 and something at Diamond Mountain, at least 134. So it's going to be a challenge. But I think it'd be really amazing. It's really, really fun. We just got back from a long tour of China and Taiwan, and it was amazing. It was really, really fun. You meet extraordinary people. They fall in love with you. Christine Walsh became a movie star. She kind of got into it. There were crowds of people flying around, taking photos all day. And, you know, it makes you feel happy. It makes you feel proud of yourself that you can help people. And they know. They really sense that you're helping them. And there's thousands and thousands of people that want us to come. We have many, many invitations, many countries, like Dubai and Panama and weird, you know, Moscow, Turkey, Vietnam, yeah, everywhere. Very strange. Uganda, I mean. The government of the Democratic Republic of Congo wants us to come. We're waiting until they can guarantee that we won't be kidnapped. But like that, really exciting stuff. So, you know. You can just sign on. Michael Morris going down to Argentina. He said, he talked to me, he didn't talk to me, he wrote me a note. But he said, I heard you're going to Argentina next week. Can I come down and I just help, you know? And like that, you can sign on for a particular part of the world that you like. We're almost in every part of the world. So we'll give you a schedule tomorrow of countries that we're going to. And if you see a tour that attracts you, like Eastern Europe or the Paris one is pretty popular. Or Vietnam, or Northern Africa, or, you know, whatever you want, you can help, okay? It helps a lot for that if you've taken ACI courses, okay? So whatever you want to help with, it helps a lot if you take the ACI courses. They're free, they're online. You can do them correspondence course, or you can do them in person. And it helps a lot if you can speak our language. To go on a tour with us. So even those who have like 10 courses done, you should do 15. Or those of you who have one course done should try to do 3 or something like that, okay? We'll give you a list tomorrow of where those courses are taking place and the websites and stuff like that. ACI Phoenix is these programs here. You could help with one of these retreats. We had, I think, 16 people on staff on this retreat. And you could help organize one of these retreats. You could help organize the teachings in Phoenix. So those are four times a year. There's weekend teachings in Phoenix. You could help us organize stuff like this. Okay, we need that. Asian Classics Institute is Input Project. Is we started it 24 years ago. As I said, most of the scriptures in Tibet were burned. Before that happened, large collections were created outside of Tibet. They exist in Mongolia, Japan, Beijing, Siberia, and Moscow and St. Petersburg, and Berlin, and places like that. So what we do is we go around to all those countries, we scan the texts, we get the scans to India, we trained refugee women, mostly, to input the texts so that they can be searchable and they can go up online for free. So we have about 1 million pages done. We have 150 years to go to finish the Tibetan scriptures, okay, and to preserve them for the world. You got a little taste of it when we talked about Nangan Lanki Lung, right? When we talked about that little weird prana that's moving in your head just before you get to shamatha. You got a little taste of that. So like I searched, 1 million pages of scriptures and created that class in about 10 minutes, okay? And in the old days, it would have taken a year or 2 years, you know? So if we can preserve those, if we don't preserve them, they will be lost, okay? Nobody in Tibet is taking that much interest, you know? The government is not taking interest. The government, the Dalai Lama's people don't take that much interest. We couldn't even get into a collection in Dharamsala. It took a lot of work. And just nobody cares. Nobody much is worried about it. Nobody thinks about it. So we're also saving ancient Sanskrit yoga texts. We have about 5 projects going in India, ranging from Kerala up to Karnataka, and Varanasi, Delhi. We just cataloged all the ancient books in Ladakh in 23 libraries where Jesus was said to have been, and we found some interesting things. And that project took 10 years. We just finished in St. Petersburg 14 years. We cataloged 130,000 manuscripts there. So we have a lot to do. So if you want to help with that, we need lots of help. East-West School of Business Management. I think as China rises as in power, we were there, you know, a couple weeks ago, and you can't imagine the capacity of China. You have no idea, you know. Like we were in Shenzhen. Shenzhen was a rice field 30 years ago. It's now much larger than New York City, and it's all new. And it's amazing, like 300 mile an hour trains, and you know, you can't imagine the economic power there is, and it's that way all the way from Shenzhen to the coast. It's 100 miles of you've never seen buildings like that, and they're beautiful. They've built really beautiful buildings, and I had a Chinese cab driver in New York, and I told him I'd been to Shenzhen. He said, yeah. I said, how do you like New York? He says, too old, you know? I said, but don't the buildings impress you? He says, what buildings? You know, and, you know, you can't imagine. Take like 30 Manhattans and pack them into a couple, 100 miles or something like that. And it's unbelievable. So I believe that there's a danger that as these two spheres of influence bump into each other, China and the United States, there's a danger of a Cold War. You know, there's already stupid people in America saying Chinese military is working on shooting down satellites, which they are. And then there's people in China saying, you know, let's just nuke them. You know, like there are crazy things going on. It could be bad. So I would like to, on a citizen's level, on the level of normal people, and I think it's especially important given our Tibetan leanings, right, that we open up our arms and that we bring Chinese people. I would like to. American people are very ignorant of China. They have no idea, and the press is very anti-Chinese. And when you go there and you meet people, and you feel happy, and you meet wonderful people, and then you feel bad that the press is so bad in America. And I would like to bring Chinese professors, Chinese teachers, normal Chinese college students, and bring them to the America. You know, Phoenix is probably one place where people are super ignorant about China, you know. So, you know, I'd like to have an institute where we could teach Chinese language, people could learn about Chinese culture. And then I think in North Phoenix, there's an area of about 30 universities, all packed in a few square miles. And I think it would be cool to have a business school that they could cooperate with that train their students how to operate in Asia, you know, train their students how to do business in Asia, how to speak the language, the laws that they have to know about. You know, like, the future economically is cooperation between the two countries. So if we had an institute that trained college students how to speak Chinese, how to deal in China, because everybody in China is learning English. But nobody in America is learning Chinese. If you get to speak the language, if you meet people from the other country, then the whole possibility of tension is, it just disappears. You know, you bring your friends over, they bring you over, and then there's no more, you can only have tension if there's isolation, you know? So I would like to start an accredited business school for that in Phoenix. Knowledge base on the back. Lama Ora, and with the baby, and Jamie, who got stuck helping with the baby. they are now they're old friends, and they work together. Lama Ora, for over 10 years, has collected teachings, audio, video. We've finished 10,000 pages of translations. Yeah. And she safeguards them. She keeps them. She makes sure they don't get lost, which is hard. You know, all the courses are archived properly so that if you want to go to Austin with your friend from Berlin and teach the poster thing, you just contact her. She has the PDF of the poster. She tells you how to take it to FedEx. Sorry, Kinko's. She gives you all the existing audio for it. You can bone up. You can, you know, review before you teach the poster. That's a resource that they have developed, and it's free. It doesn't cost anything. So I think it's 7,000 hours of video and audios like that. And then we're also... You're not cooperating, Bella. We're also putting in other teachers, all the other teachers. So it would be, when you give your talk in Austin, we would like you to record it, and we'll put it up in the archive. And then if someone wanted to see how you did it in Austin and they wanted to do it in New York, they could listen to you the way you did it, okay, like that. My dream is that there would be this huge index machine to it. Like, you could type in, I forgot what happens between level 9 and shamatha. You could say level 9 shamatha. And then all the discussions of what happens from level 9 to shamatha would come up in English. You see, so we have to index it, we have to tag it, we have to mark it. And that process started, but we need a lot of help. So in particular, if you'd like to help transcribe these 10 days, they need help with that. I think... Angie is working on that, and Laura Yeager is working on that, and then they need help. So if you'd like to do that, then it'll be online, it'll be searchable. You can say, I forgot what he said about Nick. You just type Nick, and then Nick will come up. You know. Okay. All right. When you transcribe something or when you preserve it, you learn it, okay? When you type something, you learn it. So it's very good for you. ACI correspondence courses. I threw that in some more, so I hope you don't mind. The Moores, who are Michael Moore, Summer Moore, Sharae, and Bonnie Moore, they are a little Dharma mafia running out of Colorado Springs, mostly. And for I don't know, over 10 years, they have run the correspondence courses. That means typically a prisoner will write and say, you know, I can't get out to a class. Will you send me the courses on paper? You see, because they're all available online, but some people need them on paper. Will you send me the courses on paper? I'll do the homeworks. Will you grade them for me? Can I get certified? And it works. Okay, we have nice groups in the prisons in Arizona. Some of them are already teaching in Phoenix. Okay, some of the prisoners have gotten out are already teaching nice courses in Phoenix. So I think typically they need a lot of help grading prisoners' papers and stuff like that, because prisoners tend to be long-winded because they don't have anything else to do. So if you want to help out with that, talk to them. They even send courses like to New Zealand and stuff like that. So it's a global thing. Diamond Cutter Press is publishing books about this kind of stuff. They've published the Diamond Cutter. They've helped organize the publishing of the Diamond Cutter in 20 countries and other books. So if you're from a foreign country and it doesn't have the Diamond Cutter yet, or it doesn't have karmic management yet, or something like that, you can help with that. You know, people like, I don't know, recently we were in Amsterdam, and some lady had written me and said, can I translate the Diamond Cutter? No, it was How Yoga Works. And I said, okay, you know, and she did. And we went there, and it was done, and it was published, and it was beautiful, you know. Then some guy from Romania asked me, could he publish The Garden? And I even gave him some money, and I said, okay, try. And then he did, and it's a big hit, you know. Some monastery in Mongolia wrote me, can we publish The Diamond Cutter? And I said, yeah. I helped them pay for it. Now it's the number one selling book in Mongolia, which is not a big deal, but... And then the money, I don't care about the money. The money goes to, you know, I told the monastery, you keep the money. Just keep it in print. That's all I care about. And we're doing the same thing in many countries. So the money typically goes to some local charity or, you know, whatever you like. Okay. So you can help with that. We just started working on the Turkish and Swedish editions in Malaysia and Dubai. Okay. ACI Prison Liberation Project. I don't think we haven't really named it yet, but Christine Walsh, you're pretty much running that, right? With Jigme's helping, and that's teaching in local prisons. We had a training in Phoenix in what, October, November? Yeah. 85 people came. They all got legally trained to teach in a prison. It was scary for me. The first time I went was with Lama Christie. I don't know, 10 years ago. And I was like, I'm going to take a girl into a 20 years to life prison and teach yoga, you know? And I was worried about it. And then it turned out they're very, very beautiful people. They're very calm. Typically, they got drunk in a bar and they stabbed somebody when they were 16, and now they're 40. And they're still there because they can't get out. And they're just normal people, and they study very well. They're very, very grateful when you come and teach them yoga or meditation. It's very well supervised. There's guards everywhere. And it's really fun. And they meditate really well. And they get really, really serious. And when they come out, they become teachers. Some of them become teachers. So think about that if you want to help with that. I think 30 students from Diamond Mountain signed up for that. And we all got our training finished, our TB tests, our drug tests. And then we'll start in February or something. Diamond Mountain University 3-year retreat. We need to feed those kids. There's 37 people or something like that in 3-year retreat. I think the estimates were $20,000 a month or something. I guess you eat more when you meditate that deeply. Anyway, we have a lot of sponsors from around the world. We have... We designed for that and the women's Tibetan refugee women typing. We have a dollar a day thing where people give a dollar a day. And that's what we use to fund Diamond Mountain. We don't have any tuition charges at Diamond Mountain. We don't charge anything. The teachers teach for free. We don't charge anything for tuition. We had a $1.2 million bill for the land, and we paid it off in 7 years with no income. Okay, we just did dollar a day. So we got all our friends to send a dollar a day. And we finished it on Tsongkhapa Day. We gave the last check November something. So that's the power of a dollar a day thing. But anyway, if you'd like to come volunteer, it's a lot of fun to help a 3-year retreat. You come, you can cook, you can go shopping, you can help fix the road when it washes out. You know, you get classes there. Classes are going on for the volunteers, and it's a lot of fun. If you cannot come, and maintenance of their cabins, which were quickly built. So I think that's gonna be a big demand thing. It's a lot of fun. I had many people came up to me and said the time they spent at Diamond Mountain this year was the happiest time of their life. So it's a beautiful place, and it's a beautiful thing to help with. Okay. ACIP Online Dictionary. We translated 10,000 pages. They are accurate. They're authentic. They always include the original text. In every sentence includes the original text. So that could be the basis of translating the other 190,000 texts that are there. But we just need help doing that. Venerable Nimbo's in charge of that. It takes a minimal knowledge of Tibetan. Okay. If we don't do it in this generation, then whatever knowledge we have, which came from the old generation from Tibet, right? And they're gone. My teacher was the youngest you could have been and completed your studies in Tibet. And he died at 82 in 2004. So, you know, that generation is gone. The ability to read these things is very fragile in the world. You can save the books, but there's nobody able to read them. So that project is helping with that, okay? Like semi-automated translation. But it needs help. It needs a lot of help. Last thing, we thought to have like, what do you call it? Luxury retreats in Sedona for rich Asian business people and their families. Partly as occupation for people who are helping with the projects, you know? So you would get some income. And then you could help with the other projects. You know what I mean? Then you could volunteer for the other projects. So my idea is that we're attracting... China and Taiwan, Hong Kong, Singapore. Successful. The business people are very, very successful. They would love to bring their families on a vacation to Sedona, have a one-week Heart Sutra business retreat, and then we could staff it with our own people and charge them, and our people could make a living, and then they could afford to go off on a DCI tour or something like that, you see? So I think that's a very viable project. I just need people who are interested in helping run it, okay, or organizing it. Okay? Okay, so if you're interested, you sign up here. If you like, sign up, do a dollar a day for one of two parts. In the cafeteria, I will have laptops set up. And if you want to sign up, if you want to help financially, if you want to sign up for... I put two projects there. You can either sign up for sponsoring one of the Tibetan refugee women who types, you see. This, we pay them to type. We give away all the stuff for free. But we pay the women who do the work. And we've done that for 24 years. It's one of the... I think it's probably the largest income for the Tibetan refugee community there is. And it's the most steady. And it supports many families. So then you become a dollar a day person. You support such and such a lady. You get to know her family. And, you know, you get to have a person... You basically take her into your own family. So if you're interested in that... you can sign up in the cafeteria at dinner, right? Ningbo? All right. Okay? Yeah, yeah. And Ningbo's in charge of that part. There'll be 3 or 4 laptops in the cafeteria from now on. And if you'd like, you just do a dollar a day, you don't miss it. But you can support a woman and her family. That supports a woman and her family. So think about it. And then I'll put more computers with Jingmei, is that okay? You're going to run those. She'll do dollar a day for a 3-year retreat if you'd like to help feed the kids. We have a lot of sponsors that I organized in Asia and many countries. But I think it would be good if you want to help with that, you're welcome to help with that. Okay, that's a dollar a day. And they take it out of your credit card. You don't miss it much. And it goes towards feeding the kids. I think we have about 4 months of food money ready, but we still have 32 months left to go. And, you know, it'd be a shame to, you know, send a note in and say, you know, sorry, we couldn't get your bean money. So try to do that. Orit and her husband, Scott, are... you want to raise your hand? She and her husband, Scott, are one of the main caretakers there. They are, for the 3 years, they are doing... They're one of the main organizers of the caretaking. So if you'd like to ask about coming out to cook or coming out to, you know, for a week or 2 weeks and just hanging out on the land, or if you have questions about the dollar a day, talk to Jingmei. Okay, so I encourage you to do one or the other. This is an old diamond trick. You say, would you like the 1-carat round or would you like the 2-carat rectangle? And they don't think to say, I didn't want any diamond. Either the global family thing, the Tibetan women, or the refugees in Bowie, Arizona. Okay. And they just take it out. You sign up. It takes 5 minutes. They take it out of your credit card forever. Okay. If you're lucky, you get some kind of newsletter update. Okay. So I just used up all the time, which I did intend to do. And if you want the rest of the emptiness, you'll have to come back in the next class, okay? But I always do this, even in China or Vienna or wherever I am. I do a little pitch like that because if you're just, if it's all philosophy and you're not like building a building with your hands, or you're not helping the refugees, or you're not out cooking for the retreatants, then I don't believe you can see emptiness if you're not doing something. You don't have to do these projects, but do something, okay? In your own town, in your own way. Do something to help other people, because it can't be all philosophy in your head and all, you know, good wishes for all humanity on all planets, but I don't want to wash the dishes, you know? So you got to do both. You need the philosophy, but you also need to be helping somebody in real terms, okay? I don't believe, in my own experience, you can't see emptiness directly unless you're doing that, okay? All right. Yeah.
How do people who aren't here sign up for these projects, like in our own communities, when we go home?
Yeah. She said, how do people who are not here sign up for these things? Sorry? Yeah, tomorrow there'll be a list of websites, and you could write into one of the websites, like DCI website. And if you want to sign up for a dollar a day, you just can do it online. From anywhere, okay? Or if you want to sign up to volunteer for a project, you would just contact the website. So there's a separate website for Global Family. There's a separate website for Diamond Cutter Institute. There's a separate website for ACI Phoenix and like that. So you can sign up that way. Yeah. Okay. Let's do a... Nick.
Shri Vedanta Jashin Mithotam Hira Bhinshin Mithetam Padhi Sange Shindu Mithetam Adhi Yogunam Dhamma. Shimla Shubhasho Iram Guru Ramananda Ramya Tayami